Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4. We come to a new principle now. The principle is that based on a limud from a pasuk, based on a verse, one should not tithe his produce and separate the truma prior to the completion of the processing of that produce. Now, this is specifically relevant to grain production as well as wine and oil production. It's inappropriate. It's sort of, let's say, cheating the Kohen to give him olives when you plan on making oil, because there's a great deal of work that goes into converting olives into olive oil, and you're sort of shortchanging the Kohen by making him do it himself. Certainly, there's very little, there's a great economy of scale when you're producing a lot of olives, and it makes little sense at all to make a tiny batch of olive oil from olives. And similarly, that's the case when it comes to making wine from grapes, or even making, finishing the processing of grain. So, like threshing and so on. So, that being the case, l'chachila, a person may not give the Kohen his truma prior to completing the processing of the produce. Now, our Mishnah will say that even b'dieved, if a Yisrael gives his truma from grapes when he's producing wine, or olives when he's producing olive oil, it will not be effective. The truma won't work at all. That's the crux of our Mishnah. It has to be spoken out that in Mishnah Yud of this parak, we're going to say that the principle is certainly true that one ought not to separate truma until he's finished the production process. But b'di'eved in Mishnah Yud, it will say that if one does separate, let's say, grain prior to finishing the threshing, winnowing, etc. of the grain, and gives that to the Kohen, it is effective in tithing the grain. So b'di'eved it works. So what we'll have to say over here is our Mishnah, which references specifically wine and oil, is referring to those crops specifically of wine and oil, and those, because there is so much work and such an economy of scale when it comes to producing oil and wine relative to how it starts out as olives and grapes, there's a din de rabbanan here, when the rabbinic requirements will be that if one would attempt to separate grapes when he's producing wine, or olives if he's producing oil, and give that as truma, rabbinically it will not work. There are a couple of reasons given why in the Yerushalmi, it's a machlokas, but it doesn't matter. The point is that it won't work because it's a protection against the Kohen, so he shouldn't be essentially shortchanged and treated unfairly. So that being the case, that's what our Mishnah has to say. Now, the Mishnah actually is set up in a more complex way. The Mishnah discusses a specific case, or deals with a specific case, which is unexplicitly laid out, but this is the case, where one has olives and olive oil, and he intends to keep both. Now, if we're just producing olives and not intending to press it to oil, then he's within his rights for sure to separate olives as they are and give those olives to the Kohen. There's no requirement for the olive merchant to press some oil for the benefit of the Kohen. No, if for him the finishing of the processing of the olives is as olives, he may give olives. And the same goes with if he's a grape farmer and he's, keeping grapes or whatever, he keeps the grapes to eat them raw as grapes or make them into raisins or something. There's no requirement for the grape farmer to press the grapes to make wine to give it to the Kohen. No, he can give it as grapes. Our Mishnah's case is where a person has grapes and he has wine, and he intends to leave, let's say, half the crop as grapes and half the crop as wine. So let's just use numbers to make it maybe simpler. For argument's sake, he has, 50 gallons of wine and he has 50 gallons of grapes, and he intends, that's the end of the story for him. So the question is, what happens if he takes, he's supposed to give 1/50, so that means he's supposed to give 1 gallon of wine and 1 gallon of grapes. What happens if he takes 2 gallons of raw grapes and says, this is the truma for the grapes and for the wine? So in other words, he's attempting to give grapes on behalf of wine. So what will be? Would we say that at least for the grapes half it does work, and just for the wine half it won't work, he'll have to give another for the wine? Or do we say no, since he's doing it together as a single batch, if it won't work for the wine, it won't work for the grapes either? That's the question, and Beis Hillel is going to be strict and say it doesn't work for either. So the Mishnah says inside, Ein tarmin zeisim al hashemen, one may not separate olives on behalf of olive oil and give the olives to the Kohen. That's unacceptable. Even b'dieved, because it's derabanan. V'lo anavim al hayayin, nor can he separate grapes on behalf of wine, for the same reason. V'im tarmu, and if he does. So now the case is where he had, like I said before, for example, 50 gallons of wine and 50 gallons of grapes. And he takes 2 gallons of grapes and says, one of these is for the wine and one of these is for the grapes. So then, im tarmu, if he does that, Beishamai omrim, at least Beishamai say, trumas atzman behem. He says, at least for the grapes, it's effective. The truma that's for the grapes for its own type, that will be effective. Those grapes will be set aside as truma for the grapes. But just the wine part, you'll have to take a second time. Ubeishil omrim, no, ein trumas and truma, it does not work at all, since he's tithing also for wine at the same time. And since the rabbi said you can't take grapes on behalf of wine, the whole truma separation is ineffective, and you'll have to start from scratch all over again, giving properly 1 gallon for the 50 grapes and 1 gallon for the 50 gallons of wine.